We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Bures, esteemed viewers, Bures means hello in Sami, a language spoken by about 20,000 people in Norway, northern Finland, Sweden, and northwestern Russia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates donate $32 million to Queensland, Australia, to build cyclone shelters. In sports news, an increasing number of recreation centers will be constructed to benefit Moroccan youth. In animal news, a New Zealand researcher demonstrates the evolution of avian languages. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 12th, is the Independence Day of the Philippines, observing its achievement of sovereignty in 1898. This Southeast Asian archipelago is made up of approximately 7,100 islands and islets. Its picturesque rice terraces of the Philippine Cordillera is a reflection of the vast knowledge of maintaining balance with the environment that has been passed down for 2,000 years. The area is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Another World Heritage Site is the Tubataha Reef National Park, which is home to whales, dolphins and turtles, as well as 350 species of coral and almost 500 species of fish. May the fine people of the Philippines have a splendid Independence Day. Russia Day, celebrating its autonomy attained in 1990, is also commemorated today. The world's largest country, Russia spans 9 time zones and is the location of the globe's oldest and deepest lake. A UNESCO World Heritage Site, Lake Baikal, also contains 20% of the Earth's fresh, unfrozen water. Remarkable architectural examples in Russia can be seen at the World Heritage Sites, the historic center of St. Petersburg, and related groups of monuments, and the Kremlin and Red Square Moscow. We wish all the Earth-loving citizens of the nation a happy Russia Day.
Fly-in news. Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan. 3 months after the devastating March 11th earthquake and tsunami in northeastern Japan, the National Police Agency reports that over 8,000 people are still missing, in addition to the more than 15,400 people confirmed dead as of Friday, June 10th. While the government plans to build 52,000 temporary homes for the estimated 90,000 people still living in evacuation centers, only 28,000 structures have thus far been completed, due mainly to the massive amount of debris that must be cleared. In addition, many displaced people have declined to move into temporary housing, citing the lack of support services offered. An NHK survey showed that 77% of respondents do not see smooth progress in reconstruction.
Disrupted production following the earthquake has also lowered profits for Toyota Motor Corporation, with an expected drop of 35% for this financial year and the loss of its position as the world's top-selling car manufacturer for the first time since 2008.
Moreover, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, still faces many obstacles in bringing the situation at the disaster-damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant under control. Detailed tests confirmed that two workers at the site were exposed to radiation that is more than twice the government mandated emergency limit and will need long-term monitoring for increased risk of cancer. Recently, the nation's health ministry also instructed TEPCO to implement practices that reduce workers' risk of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, with at least 12 who have already suffered heat-related illnesses at the plant.
On Monday, the Japanese government revealed that since the March 11th disaster, the power plant had released more than twice as much radioactivity as originally estimated. In a report presented to the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, on Tuesday, Japan's Nuclear Emergency Response Headquarters also stated that nuclear fuel at reactors number 1, 2, and 3 may have melted through inner layers and accumulated at the bottom of outer containment vessels. According to U.S. Professor of Theoretical Physics at City University of New York, Dr. Michio Kaku, TEPCO's pumping of seawater into the reactors likely prevented a complete meltdown of the fuel rods, which could have triggered catastrophes equivalent to 3 1986 Chernobyl disasters.
However, this has resulted in the accumulation of over 100,000 tons of radioactive water at the site, halting workers' entry to be able to stabilize the reactors and prevent further radiation release. On Friday, a malfunction forced the plant's operator to postpone a test run of a water decontamination system. Meanwhile, after having deliberately released radioactive water from the plant into the ocean, TEPCO said it may release some 3,000 tons of similarly contaminated water from its Fukushima Daiichi plant to the sea as well.
As concerns over the safety of nuclear power continue to grow, Japanese citizens gathered in anti-nuclear protests nationwide on Saturday, marking 3 months since the disaster. Overseas, thousands of Italians also held anti-nuclear protests on Friday, ahead of a vote scheduled for Sunday and Monday. Monday to decide whether the nation should revive nuclear energy.
We appreciate the Japanese and international officials and experts working to avert the nuclear crisis and ensure the safety of the public. May we strive to avert such harmful events as we join in gentler and more eco-conscious stewardship of the Earth.
China floods claim dozens of lives. A new round of floods and landslides hit China on Thursday night, June 9th, causing the deaths of at least 50 people, with 40 others missing as waters from destroyed river embankments inundated communities.
The flood swept through Hubei, Hunan, Jiangxi, and Guizhou provinces, which had been among those affected by a severe drought in recent months along the middle and lower reaches of the Yangtze River.
The highest number of casualties was reported in Hubei province, where 680,000 residents were affected, with over 127,500 evacuated as 6,700 homes toppled and 639,000 hectares of farmland were submerged. Over 100 injured were reported in the worst-hit Xining City alone. Some 1,500 soldiers and military boats began carrying out rescue efforts. In neighboring Hunan province, about 1.4 million residents in 19 counties were affected, while 26,000 people were forced to flee their homes in Jiangxi province's Jishu County.
Meanwhile, officials warned that despite the welcome rains in some drought-stricken regions, this extreme weather may also bring mudslides in addition to the flooding, and that areas such as Anhui and Jiangsu provinces still remain parched.
Conveying her sorrowful prayers and all her love, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see whether help is needed. Saying that emergency funds are available, she asked that they go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Chinese officials, military, and other personnel working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted concern. We pray for the resiliency of the Chinese people and that such disasters subside as humanity turns to kinder, eco-friendly ways.
Storms knock out power for thousands in U.S. and Canada. Severe thunderstorms on Thursday, June 9th, struck western Massachusetts and northern Connecticut, USA, and the southern Canadian province of Ontario. The storms were packed with torrents of rain, powerful winds, and lightning, with at least two people hospitalized in Connecticut due to fallen trees. As of Friday morning, power outages affected nearly 72,000 people in Massachusetts and Connecticut and another 50,000 in Ontario. Crews were sent from Michigan and Ohio to assist in restoring electricity in Connecticut, where a number of schools were closed on Friday, while crews also worked to clear down trees and debris from roads. Our appreciation, Canadian and U.S. personnel, for your assistance in restoring daily regularity to the storm-hit areas. May such weather extremities be alleviated as we strive to more kindly care for each other and the Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out, and nations such as Afghanistan, Bahrain, Colombia, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Iraq, Libya, Mexico, Morocco, Pakistan, Palestine, Somalia, Spain, Syria, and Yemen, people continue to gather in calls for better lives, greater freedom, and representative governments for themselves and fellow citizens.
A national reconciliation conference was held in Iraq on Friday, June 10th, where many groups that had formerly fought against foreign soldiers were welcomed to relinquish their arms and join the government unification process.
Presidents Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan and Asif Ali Zardari of Pakistan met Friday, where they highlighted a partnership for establishing peace across the region, including a focus on diplomatic efforts with Taliban members.
Spanish police and protesters clashed in Madrid Saturday as the police attempted to clear a path for official cars leaving City Hall, and activists gathered in calls for an end to political corruption and the country's extremely high unemployment rates.
Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos on Friday signed the Victims and Land Restitution Act, which seeks to compensate an estimated 4 million people for the suffering and loss endured over 47 years of conflict in the country. Attending the ceremony was UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who promised the organization's assistance in implementing the law.
A peace caravan carrying hundreds of Mexican citizens protesting the nation's war on drugs, which has been implicated in 37,000 deaths since 2006, arrived in Ciudad Juarez on Friday after a 2,500-kilometer journey across the country. Led by poet Javier Cecilia, the activists signed a pact calling for the government to address the problem of illegal drugs through approaches that do not invite further violence.
The United Nations called for immediate and impartial investigations into reports that security forces of Cote d'Ivoire's president, Alassane Ouattara, are still attacking supporters of former leader Laurent Gbagbo.
The UN Human Rights Council also urged investigation of evidence that international law was violated, with possible crimes against humanity being committed by both sides in the conflict following disputed November 2010 elections.
Security forces reportedly stood back when thousands of Bahraini protesters on Saturday held the largest rally since the June 1st lifting of martial law, as they gathered in calls for political reform, raising signs that said, "The nation is for everyone."
In Yemen Friday, according to Reuters, a clash in Al-Habilyain resulted in 8 lives lost, including activists. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Yemeni citizens held fresh rallies Friday, including in Sana'a, Taiz, and Idlib, calling for longtime President Ali Abdullah Saleh to completely relinquish power. On Saturday, another 40 people, including at least 19 Yemeni soldiers, were killed in clashes in southern Abyan province.
On Saturday in Libya, heavy clashes took place in Zlitan, located between Masurata and Tripoli, with 22 revolutionaries reportedly killed as they tried to defend the city from attack. Another city, Ghadames, was attacked for the first time by Libyan security forces.
Meanwhile, Press TV reported that heavy explosions rocked the capital, Tripoli, as airstrikes from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, again intensified,
saying that he has recently attempted to contact Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi on several occasions. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan stated Friday that his country has offered a guarantee of safety if Colonel Gaddafi agrees now to leave Libya.
According to Syrian state television, security forces have begun renewed reinforcements and attacks on the border town of Jisr al-Shagar, where the government claims that 120 security personnel were killed by armed groups, with at least 4,300 Syrians who have fled so far to Turkey in attempts to escape the violence. Thousands more have left their homes in anticipation of these latest attacks.
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday criticized the Syrian government for its inhumane crackdown on protesters.
"In sadness for the lives lost and those suffering, we pray for the conflicts in all nations to cease, with citizens everywhere determining their own lives in shared dignity, freedom, and peace."
Save Our Planet. In response to the latest efforts of an ongoing campaign by international eco-organization Greenpeace to protect the dwindling Indonesian rainforest and her inhabitants, the world's biggest toy maker, Mattel, promises to stop obtaining goods from one supplier known to be engaged in destructive practices such as large-scale clear forest cutting. At the same time, Greenpeace officials say that this is not going far enough, as they urge for the company to implement a comprehensive policy that prohibits materials derived from deforestation.
With Indonesia's rainforest being the third third largest in the world after the Amazon and the Congo, groups such as the Indonesian Wildlife Conservation Society, Profauna Indonesia, warned that some 70% of the nation's 40 primate species are on the brink of extinction due to destruction of their habitat caused by deforestation and illegal trade.
Our heartfelt appreciation and salute Greenpeace, Profauna Indonesia, and other advocates for your tireless endeavors to preserve the environment and precious co-inhabitants. May increased awareness bring action for more and more people to honor the balance of all life on Earth.
Save Our Planet. Dr. Rajendra K. Pachauri, chairman of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, warns that the Himalayan glaciers continue to melt very rapidly, with little being done by governments to address this area of vital concern to millions.
Warning news. The French Food Safety Agency, or AFSSA, suspends the use of diabetes medications Actos and Compitact after a study found that they may increase the risk of bladder cancer, with previous research also showing that Actos significantly increased the risk of heart attack.
I'm Raleigh the Reeves Muntjac, and I'm lovingly following a vegan diet. Today, I have a useful tip for young swimmers. To keep ears healthy after spending time in the water, you can shake out excess water and dry your ears out. If you feel that water has gotten trapped inside your ears, you can tilt your head to one side where the ear has water and gently jump up and down while blocking and opening your ear with your palm till you feel warm water running out of it. Carefully use a cotton bud or paper tissue to dry it off. This will dry out the water. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, the United Arab Emirates donate $32 million US dollars to Queensland, Australia, to build cyclone shelters. The contribution, which will be matched by the Queensland government, is being gifted by the Emirati state of Abu Dhabi. It will go toward constructing 10 new cyclone shelters, which will each be able to protect over 500 people from winds of up to 300 kilometers an hour. Our earnest gratitude, Abu Dhabi, for your generosity, and the government of Queensland for working to safeguard precious citizens. May nations continue to reach out in support and kindness of one another with heaven's blessings.
In sports news, more recreation centers will be built for Moroccan youth. Mahara Bia reports that Moroccan youth and sports minister His Excellency Monsef Balhayad signed partnership agreements with several local authorities to set up community social and sports centers. By the end of 2012, over 350 new neighborhood sports centers will be opened. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Minister Monsef Balhayad and the local Moroccan government for working together on this laudable project. May the vibrant young people of your country gain many benefits from the opportunity to partake in the wonderful world of sports. Up next on Noteworthy News, the songs of the beautiful Saddlebacks have evolved over the last 50 years. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Stay tuned for more peaceful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, selfless news for an altruistic world. In animal news, a New Zealand researcher demonstrates the evolution of avian languages. Dr. Kevin Parker, a biology researcher from Massey University in Auckland, studied the calls of male saddlebacks on 13 islands near the coast of North Island. Only 30% of the 202 various songs recorded were shared between islands, while 70% were exclusive to their own island. Dr. Parker suggested that these changes, which have occurred in the last 50 years, may be the result of conservation efforts to relocate the birds to favorable environments. Our thankfulness, Dr. Kevin Parker, for your significant findings. May these precious messengers of the divine always be protected to flourish and continue to grace our world with exquisite melodies.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day told in Javanese entitled Good News.
Salah sawijining wanita nelpon garwane sing lagi nyambut gawe. Sing kakung celatu. Aku njaluk ngapura, Dik. Aku lagi sibuk nyambut gawe. Banjur kandhane sing putri. Nanging aku duwe sawijining kabar apik lan siji meneh kabar sing ora nyenengke, sing arep tak kandhake, Kang Mas. Sing kakung jawab maneh. Ya wis ni, Mas. Mergo aku ora duwe wektu akeh, aku kandhanono kabar sing apik wae. Ah, kandhane sing putri. Kantong angin mobile dhewe pancen migunani.
And now for our viewers' helplines on awesome vegan pizza with cashew cheese and basil sauce on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I love your presentation. You're fantastic. So you're from Jamaica.
Lovely demonstration and great raw recipe. That pizza looks really yummy. Viewer from the United States.
Friendly viewers, it's great to hear from you. Have fun exploring the amazing variety of nutritious and compassionate animal-free food preparations. With all our love and best wishes.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your outlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Ala Delva, which means goodbye in Sami.
May your path in life be graced with inner bliss.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Culminating 6 years of negotiations and extensive government reforms, Croatia is approved to become the 28th European Union member state effective in 2013.
As part of the Let's Move initiative to encourage youths toward healthier lifestyles, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama and a group of Native American children plant the Three Sisters group of traditional corn, beans, and squash in the White House garden.
The government of Japan donates $1.5 million to support the work of Angola's National Demining Institute in clearing landmines from South Cunene province, making the land safe for travel and community development.
Reaching a first-time agreement in 40 years, the governments of Russia and Norway sign an accord that designates the shared maritime border of an area beneath the Barents Sea and part of the Arctic Ocean.
In an effort to save the greyhounds cruelly killed every day if they don't win at the racetracks in Macau, 26 animal welfare organizations in China send a petition calling for the Australian government to stop exporting the dogs to the island for racing.
Estonian humanitarian nonprofit Mondo, with the support of the country's foreign ministry and a 300,000 euros donation from Greece, works to assist Afghan women widowed by war in improving their livelihoods, as well as helping orphan children attend school.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.